This is the morning news on LBC with Lisa Aziz.
The often staid world of literature is reeling from the news that Harper Lee, the American author who wrote the classic To Kill a Mockingbird, will publish a second novel more than 50 years after her first. More than 2 million copies of the book, a sequel to the original, will roll off the presses this July. But the book isn't exactly new. It was written in the 1950s and the manuscript has only recently been rediscovered. Our US correspondent Simon Marks reports.
In the world of e-books and Kindles, it takes quite a lot to create what is widely being described as a literary bombshell. But that's what exploded with the news that To Kill a Mockingbird will not be a one-hit wonder for author Harper Lee after all. For decades, it's been an iconic classic of modern American literature, a Pulitzer Prize winner that was published in 1960 and became required reading for generations of schoolchildren here and around the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gregory Peck.
It was also turned into an Oscar-winning film in which Gregory Peck played Atticus Finch, the lawyer with a social conscience who defends a black man in the deep American South against charges that he raped a white child.
I've been appointed to defend Tom Robinson. Now that he's been charged, that's what I intend to do.
What kind of man are you? You got children of your own?
The book and the film became artifacts in America's battle against racial inequality. But its author, Harper Lee, virtually disappeared from sight. Notoriously private and reclusive, she wrote very occasional essays, turned down virtually all interviews, made hardly any public appearances, and evinced no interest in a follow-up to her first huge hit. Then came the news that the aging manuscript for Go Set a Watchman, the second book that will be published this summer, had been found stapled to the back of a rare first edition of To Kill a Mockingbird.
You know, this is front page news, and it's not very often you get a book that's front page news.
Ben McNally is right, the owner of McNally's Books in Toronto. He says he hopes he can get his hands on some copies of Go Set a Watchman when it rolls off the presses in July.
You know, I don't think that there's anything that really measures up to this. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, what the book is going to be like. But, you know, I think people are going to buy it no matter what. Even if the reviews are awful, this is going to be a book that people want to have.
Chances are the reviews will be kind, because this book dates from exactly the same era as To Kill a Mockingbird. Indeed, it was written before the first book and looks at the adult experiences of the character known as Scout. Harper Lee's publisher thought that Scout's childhood story might be more interesting, which is how the author came to write To Kill a Mockingbird in the first place. Harper Lee is now 88, wheelchair-bound and profoundly deaf in an assisted living facility in Alabama. But by the end of the summer, she is once again guaranteed a place on the bestseller list. Simon Marks, LBC, Washington.